Good morning. The time is 8:07. It is Tuesday morning, September 17th, 2024. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is 57 degrees under fair skies. Ian, I can't hear anything coming to my headphones. Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
I can't hear you either. Why am I not hearing anything coming down the line? I could hear Pat the last show. Do you have the buttons pushed to send audio down the line?
I do now. Do you hear anything now?
All right. I guess this ain't working the way I thought it might work, but as long as I'm on the air, I think we'll be okay because I do not hear anybody on the air at this point. But I guess we'll have to go back to the other way in the next segment. But coming up this morning here on the program, it's a very busy show coming up. We will have an opportunity to speak to a very important person here in the state of Wisconsin. Apologize here. I'm a little thrown off here because I was expecting a little something different here. But coming up at 8:34, we'll be talking to the Wisconsin campaign manager, the state of Wisconsin campaign manager of the Harris-Walz ticket, Garen Randolph. He is the person in charge of the Harris-Walz campaign in the state of Wisconsin. He was the person that was in charge of the Biden campaign in 2020 that was successful, a very important victory in the state of Wisconsin, a very narrow victory that allowed President Biden to win the 2020 election. And now he is again at the top of the chart for the Wisconsin campaign for the Harris-Walz ticket. So Garen Randolph, we'll talk to him at 8:34 about the state of the race in the Badger State and issues in the campaign that we'll be focusing on in the last 7 weeks. Yep, we are 7 weeks away. 7 weeks from today is the election for the presidency of the United States. 49 days. So Harris-Walz ticket campaign manager Garen Randolph coming up at 8:34 this morning on the program. Then in hour number two at 9:34, as we're going to talk to Davis Winter. He is a multi-sport athlete at Wausau East High School. He is a member of the football team that is 2-2 so far this season. In fact, he is the quarterback for the Wausau East Lumberjacks as they try to make their first postseason appearance in more than a decade. It's been a solid start for him and for his teammates. He is also a member of the Wausau East boys basketball team that has high expectations coming up for the upcoming season. And he is also a member of the Wausau East baseball team. So Davis Winter, he'll be our guest coming up at 9:34 this morning here on the program. So again, it's a Tuesday, and again, very, very happy that you could be with us here on 98.9 WXCO. Before we go any further, we are going to talk to the in-studio engineer and the producer of this program, Ian Welk. Good morning.
Morning, Chad. Can you hear me now?
I do hear you now.
I turned on the other camera. I just turned the camera off and left the audio on, so maybe that would help to make the audio come over better.
Oh, yep, absolutely. We're not using that one, so yep, we can keep that off, in fact, and so I'm glad because I wanted to be able to use this, again, trying to avoid getting into the how the sausage is made here. I'm doing something a little different in anticipation of my interview coming up with the Wisconsin campaign manager for the Harris-Walz ticket. So again, apologize. I sound a little discombobulated here early on, but again, I think we got things where I can hear him, I can hear Ian, and now hopefully we'll be able to move forward a little bit more smoothly.
Yeah.
But again, good morning to you.
Good morning, Chad.
And how are things going over that side of the glass now that we can hear each other?
Pretty good. I think we got the issue figured out. Personally, I'm pretty well. Last few nights, especially in the evenings, it was nice to see it was nice to have a clear nights with the full moon. It's always a beautiful sight to see. And last night in particular was very beautiful because I think it was a full moon. It did look pretty clear, but It was nice to
see. We're going to get more on that with Brittany in a few minutes. I heard her talking to Pat Kreitlow earlier this morning, and tonight apparently is a special moon. So we'll find out about that. I was not aware of it, but as I was tuned in to her talking to Pat in the last hour, she let us know about something very special coming up tonight. It should be a clear night. So we'll get into that with Brittany Merlot when we talk to her coming up at 8:20. So, yeah, I think it was, if it was not a full moon last night, it was very, very close to a full moon.
It was close.
Before we go any further, I want to remind folks that this week and next week, a great opportunity to win. And here at Civic Media, we have a special contest going on. It's called the Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win Contest. And four times a day, in the 7 a.m. hour, in the 11 a.m. hour, the 1 p.m. hour, and the 4 p.m. hour, the host of the show, and in the last hour, you heard Pat Kreitlow do it. Coming up at 11 o'clock, it will be Jane McNair. At 1 o'clock, Todd Alba, and then at 4 o'clock, Dom Salvia. Our host will then pass along a keyword for the hour, and you have to be able to text in that keyword during that 1 hour time frame, because once you get to the next hour, the text will not work. And you also need to have the Civic Media app. And if you have not downloaded the Civic Media app, we've talked about it a lot, but there was just another upgrade to it. I mean, it keeps getting better and better and better. And we just, in the last couple of days, another upgrade. So if you haven't already downloaded the app, do it, because it's getting better, and also a chance to win. And four times a day, this week and next week, Monday through Friday, a chance to win either cash or gold jewelry. In fact, you're either going to win $100 cash or some gold jewelry. And again, our host will give you the keyword at the top of the hour, sometimes early in the hour. And then you just go to the app, and you can do it on any of the stations. But we would like you to open up the 98.9 WXCO channel, because on the app, you get all the Civic Media radio stations. And the fifth one down is 98.9 WXCO. So you just open it up, and you'll see opportunities to either send us an email, open up our webpage, call us, or text us. And you just hit the text button. And then all you have to do, one word, whatever that keyword is for the hour. Don't have to put a message in there. Don't have to do anything else. Just the keyword. And once you send that keyword in, you'll be eligible to win the hourly prize, either cash or jewelry. And you'll also be put in for the final drawing, the grand prize. And it is a terrific grand prize. A pair of indoor club-level tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay on Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. So again, chances to win every hour. And then even if you don't win the hourly prize when you do send in your text, you'll be part of the drawing for the grand prize, that pair of indoor club level tickets. And to be on December 26th in Green Bay, you want to be indoors. And those club level indoor seats are just outstanding. And Civic Media will give you a chance to be there the day after Christmas when Green Bay takes on New Orleans. So again, this contest started yesterday, goes through this week, Monday through Friday, and then again next week, Monday through Friday as well. The Civic Media Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest. It's a statewide contest, so again, everybody throughout the state is eligible to win. And make sure you tune in next up at 11 a.m. with Jane Matinier. And then again with Todd at 1 and Dom at 4 p.m. So really, really good stuff. And but you have to get the app. And I've been telling you, you have to get the app anyway. So this is just one more reason to have to get the app. So get the app when you have a chance, and make sure you do it before 11 o'clock for your chance to win the next time. Also coming up, I want to remind you that tomorrow night we have another edition of the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Jason Foster, the former Wausau West head football coach, and myself, we recap the action from last week in high school football. We'll look ahead to next week's action as well as we get to the midway point of the regular season. Plus, every week we have special guests. We also bring in one of our area head coaches, and we bring in a student athlete as well. And on Wednesday night, our coach guest for this week, from the 4-0 Abbotsford Falcons, their head coach, Jacob Knapp-Miller. They're off to a flying start. We'll talk about his team at 6:25 tomorrow evening. And then at 7:06, it will be our student athlete guest, Mosini Jr. Treve Stoffel. He'll be with us at 7:06. And he's really been working hard this year. Not only is he the quarterback, He's the leading passer, but he's also one of their top runners. And he's on defense. In fact, I think either every week this year or all weeks but one, he's had double digits in tackles. So he is out on the field all the time for Mosinee. Outstanding junior, Treve Stoffel, our student athlete guest, coming up at 7:06 tomorrow night on the Big High School Sports Show. So hopefully you can be with us then. As again, we are very proud to be the Wausau radio station that continues to put a big focus on high school sports. In fact, this weekend, we have a big weekend of high school play-by-play. Thursday night, Wausau West volleyball. The Warriors take on DC Everest in volleyball Thursday night, 6:50 for the pregame, 7:00 for the first serve. Friday night, a football doubleheader. I'll be with the Wausau West Warriors in Wisconsin Rapids, 6:35 for the pregame, 7:00 for the opening kickoff here on 98.9 and online. On the Sports 2 stream on Friday night, it's Marathon High School football. They'll play host to Colby. Live on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app starting at 6:35. And that game will also be airing on tape delay following the Wausau West game here on 98.9 WXEO on Friday. And then finally on Saturday, the Newman Catholic Cardinals will be in action taking on Marion Tigerton, 12:35 for the pregame, 1:00 for the opening kickoff. So a lot of high school sports coming up. How's the weather going to be as we get towards those football games later in the week? Well, we're going to talk about the weather, talk about the moon as well with Brittany Merlot. She's coming up next here on 98.9 WXEO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by going to our Facebook page, Facebook.com, and go to the 98.9 WXCO page, and then you'll be able to click and be able to see us and be able to add your comments and questions. And you can also add your comments and questions by giving us a call or a text. The number is the same, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to a call or text. Let your voice be heard. If there's something I am not talking about, there's plenty of stuff that I'm not talking about. I should be talking about it. Let me know. And you can also, again, use the call or text button as well on your Civic Media app on the 98.9 WXCO page. And before we go any further, as I look, it's weird because I'm using my computer, so I see my face and I see Brittany right next to me on the video stream. But it is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. How are you today?
Doing great. And in fact, in the last segment, Ian had brought up how last night was another beautiful evening, and he thought there was maybe a full moon. And then I said to him, I said, well, I heard Brittany talking to Pat earlier this morning, and right now we're in the midst of kind of a special moon cycle, aren't we?
Yes, I'm calling it the trifecta. So first and foremost, it'll be three nights it looks full, right? So last night, tonight, and tomorrow night as well. So you have chances to see it. But tonight is something special. It's going to hit its full peak intensity at 9:30, and it's going to be a super moon, which means it passes closer to Earth, so it appears larger than the normal, typical full moon. And then on top of that, at 9:44 tonight, it's a partial lunar eclipse happening. So the shadow of the Earth is going to slice through the top 8% of the full moon and make it look dark for just a little bit of time there. Now, it's not going to make it turn red because you need a total lunar eclipse for it to kind of cast that red hue shadow on it. That we're going to have to hold off and wait till March. But this one is still pretty cool. So it's a full moon, super moon, partial lunar eclipse. And we also, back in the day, it's called the harvest full moon because, you know, the farmers are always fielding their crops right now. They were up late at night using that full moon to gather all their harvest. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of cool, too, how old that term is, the harvest moon.
And I had really never known because there was this old Neil Young song titled Harvest Moon.
Ooh,
I never really knew what that meant. Now I know what it means after all these years. That's very, very cool. And also, it's cool because so often when these special events come up, it ends up being a cloudy night.
I know.
It's not going to be a cloudy night, is it?
No, it's not. Finally, all of Wisconsin is actually going to be able to witness this one. So, and I like the timing of it, too. We don't have to wake up in the middle of the night or stay up late or any of that. 9:44, clear skies, temperatures probably into those mid-60s, so very comfortable out there as well.
Well, by then it'll be very comfortable, but it's I'm going to try not to complain here at all. But it's going to get darn hot today. I mean, really hot. And it's September the 17th. It's not going to be mild. It's going to be hot, isn't it?
It sure is. Another scorcher. In fact, we're going to be flirting with record high temperatures today for Wausau. It's crazy. September 17th, the full harvest moon. Record highs are 87 degrees. And I think that we're going to be right there with it, right around that temperature. So we're going to probably tie it. Maybe we'll break it. But 87 degrees is that one temperature that we're looking at for today, set back in 2018.
Huh. Well, I was going to ask you what it was, but basically it's right in this era of warmer temperatures.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure,
like, you know, not that long ago. And again, to have it just be a handful of years ago and now to have another one in the mid to upper 80s, just amazing. And again, as we talked about yesterday, it's one of those situations where it's going to stick around here for at least a few more days, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. That's why I've got the Hawaiian tropical vibe looking shirt on right now. I was like, wait a minute. I'm using it. If it's September and we are this warm, I mean, our average highs right now should be at about 70. So that means I should be telling you upper 60s, low 70s. And that's what, no. I don't even have that in my forecast, actually. So we are looking at mid to upper 80s today, mid 80s tomorrow, still sunny, mid 80s on Thursday, still sunny, but we will see clouds increasing Thursday night. We do have chances for rain overnight and into our Friday morning. It's going to cool us down a little bit to the low 80s for Friday. And then we do have some more chances of rain Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. That's going to cool us down to the upper 70s on Saturday, some low 70s on Sunday and Monday. So that is the closest to our average high temperature that we're going to get is on Sunday and Monday. Well, it's kind of on and off raining, unfortunately.
Cooler temperatures, yet well above normal. That is the new normal, I think. That is the new normal. But, and again, I can't complain. Doggone it. Sunny, be outside. You don't have to wear a jacket. I mean, come on. I've got to up here a little bit and really enjoy. But, again, you know, just records, warmth.
I know. I think we're kind of over it, though, because what is it? There's bow hunting for deer going on right now. I don't think they want this warm temperatures.
No.
The football players, sports, nobody wants this right now. So, you know, I was looking at the fronts. There's this low pressure system that really flies into Canada this weekend. I have a feeling that one might start to change our temperatures for the future. Mm-hmm. It's going to be working on things. Nothing drastic crazy right away, but I think it's working on things.
Well, fall's got to arrive eventually, right?
Hopefully. Who knows? We barely had a winter last year. Goodness.
That's true. Well, what are the details here for the next couple of days?
All right. Flirting with record high temperatures today. We're looking at highs about 86 degrees, records of 87. We do have that harvest supermoon tonight, 9:44, clear skies, temperatures falling to the mid-50s overnight. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny, highs at 84 degrees. Sunshine continues Thursday, highs at 84 degrees. Some rain moves in Thursday night into our Friday morning. We could need that umbrella early. It will clear out Friday afternoon to some partial sunshine, highs at about 81. And for the weekend, unfortunately, some scattered showers and storms in the mix there. More likely on Sunday and into Monday. So hopefully Saturday will be a good day. Highs in the low 70s.
Well, I tell you, I mean, again, folks, they like to get outside. No complaints there. But hydrate.
Yes.
Hydrate for the next
Please.
Few days.
It'll sneak up on you.
Absolutely. Well, Brittany, again, thanks for the information.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too. That's our Brittany Merlot. Joins us again every weekday at 8:20 here on the program. Right now, fair skies, temperature of 57 degrees. Winds are out of the east at 5 miles per hour. The dew point is 55, relative humidity of 93%. The barometer at 30.12 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Ian, you could still get it on the microphone there. I'm always used to having you jump in there when Brittany's with us. You didn't.
Sorry, I didn't want to mess up the technical issues if it was something on my end.
Oh, no, it was nothing. I think we're all good here. So, boy, I mean, you know, without you out there, felt, you know, we were missing something there.
Sorry, I didn't really get a lot of sleep last night.
That's okay. But coming up, we have an information update, news, weather, and sports, and we'll find out what's happening around the country, around the world, around the state, and around the area. And then coming up after that, we'll have a special guest. We'll be talking to the state of Wisconsin campaign manager for the Kamala Harris-Tim Walz ticket, Garen Randolph. He was the campaign manager in Wisconsin for Joe Biden 4 years ago and obviously knows his way around. Got a W back in 2020. He'll try to get another W here in 2024. So we'll talk about the state of the race here in the Badger State with Garen Randolph coming up in just a few minutes. Along with Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, Central Wisconsin has been a bit of an epicenter when it's come to presidential politics recently. Of course, we had the pleasure of being able to talk a week and a half ago to the Democratic nominee for Vice President Tim Walz. Apparently, he had so much fun talking to me. He came right back here to Wausau on Friday of last week, just a couple of blocks from our studios, to meet with some of the activists here in Central Wisconsin. We've seen the former president in Mosinee recently. And, of course, the state of Wisconsin, very, very vital when it comes to the 2024 election, which is 7 weeks from today, 49 days away. And to talk to someone that probably knows more about the lay of the land when it comes to Wisconsin for presidential politics, we're very happy to welcome to the program the state campaign manager for the Harris-Walz ticket, Garen Randolph. And Mr. Randolph, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Good morning, Chad. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. As I said, if there's anybody that knows Wisconsin inside and out when it comes to trying to figure out ways to win presidential elections, it would be you. You were the campaign manager for the Biden-Harris ticket 4 years ago, and obviously a very, very important victory for the Democrats 4 years ago in a tight election, and now doing it again here in 4 years hence. I was going to ask you, between now and 4 years ago, has there been any major changes at the lay of the land when it comes to the state of Wisconsin, when it comes to presidential politics?
You know, I think the lay of the land hasn't changed a ton, right? I think that this race is going to be close. Anybody that tells you any different is wrong. It was very close 4 years ago. It came down to about 20,000 votes. And it's going to be close again this November. I think that the thing that has changed, I mean, is we've been organizing year round. You know, we built a campaign in 2020 in the middle of a pandemic that was very different than any campaign we've ever seen before. But we didn't stop the work. You know, the campaign infrastructure has existed for 4 years now. So when we got ready this time around to get ready to run another presidential campaign, everything was already in place, you know, and we were able to scale very quickly. We were able to build really quick, and we've been able to build an infrastructure that's ready for this race and ready to win. You know, we've got almost 50 offices across the state. We've got over 200 staff on the ground, most of them talking to voters. We've got coalitions teams for each constituency. And a lot of these staff and a lot of this work never stopped. So I think that we learned a lot of lessons in 2020 about how close it was going to be and how we put the winning coalition together. And we've just been at it since then.
One thing that I have noticed maybe a little bit differently from 4 years ago, and especially 8 years ago, is the fact that we are seeing here in the central part of the state, here in Wausau specifically, maybe even a bigger focus. And I think you can widen that out even further for north central Wisconsin, western Wisconsin. The Democrats over the last number of years have done a wonderful job of maximizing their votes down in Madison and Milwaukee. It does look like, and correct me if I'm wrong, that there's even more of a focus in terms of trying to peel away voters in this part of the state and other maybe you call rural parts of the state to add to the vote total for the Democratic ticket.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that the campaign that we're building here is a campaign that needs to compete everywhere. This campaign is not going to just be won in Milwaukee and Madison, and we know that. And that's why we have offices, and we've got offices in Marathon County and Wausau. We've got offices in Stevens Point. We are focusing on central Wisconsin. As you saw, we had Governor Walz there last week. We had the second gentleman there last month. We are making sure that we are competing in every county across the state. And that, you know, that's just how we win. We saw that with President Biden in 2020. When we can make up margins in rural counties and we can compete everywhere, then we have a lot clearer path to victory. It is really hard for Republicans to beat us in the state of Wisconsin if we do well in rural areas. And we're seeing each election cycle us getting a little stronger there. And that is a direct result of the infrastructure that we've built in all those areas, you know, making sure that we are there year round, talking to voters, talking in these communities present, not just showing up at election time.
It's been pretty amazing the energy that has come in the last, 2 months now, since Vice President Harris took the mantle of the party as the standard bearer, then her pick of Governor Walz as her running mate. Often it's talked about that the vice presidential pick in the end does not have a huge impact on the race. But just based on the governor's visit here in Wausau on Friday and the people that I've talked to that had a chance to see him, and even just the chance I had to talk to him about a week and a half ago, he has really added a lot to the Democratic energy level in this state, hasn't he?
He has. I think that he was obviously a great pick, and we know him here in Wisconsin. You know, he's a neighboring governor. We've been able to see firsthand the success that he's had in Minnesota, and Minnesota has been a pretty strong example of what it looks like when you have Democratic control and you can get things done. And I think that we've been able to see that, especially folks in the western part of our state. They know Governor Walz. They see him on TV, and he really adds energy to the ticket. I mean, this is a campaign that saw amazing excitement out of the gate when Vice President Harris became the nominee, and that just intensified when Governor Walz joined the ticket. I think we saw in Eau Claire, you know, we had 16,000 people in Eau Claire show up to a campaign rally. And some of those people, you know, did come over from Minnesota, but I think that, you know, Wisconsinites know him. He's a great addition to the ticket, and he's a pretty stark contrast to the choice that was made on the other side by Donald Trump of picking J.D. Vance. You know, Donald Trump picked a vice presidential running mate that was pretty much in his image. J.D. Vance has been on the front lines of some of the most extreme pieces of the MAGA agenda for the last 4 years, and that's why Trump picked him. But that's why Wisconsinites are going to reject that. I think that Governor Walz is a perfect contrast to that, and we've got a vice presidential candidate that can join a ticket that's working for everybody across Wisconsin, across the country, making sure that folks, you know, don't just have the opportunity to get by, but an opportunity to get ahead. And that's a pretty stark contrast between the ticket on the other side that's really, you know, trying to take us backwards and restrict our freedoms and, you know, make sure sell out middle-class families in favor of their rich friends. It's a pretty stark contrast, and I think Governor Walz just puts an exclamation point on that.
Again, we're talking to Garen Randolph, the state campaign manager here in Wisconsin for the Harris-Walz ticket on 98.9 WXCO. Just last week, the vice president had an opportunity to be on the same stage with the former president. And the thing that, again, jumped out in this era where there's so much other stuff going on, there was a clear differentiation on a number of issues. And I think one of the issues, especially here in Wisconsin and throughout the country, of course, is healthcare and also women's reproductive rights. And when it came to healthcare, I think one of the, what you call the viral moments was Trump's talking about concepts. And again, some almost a decade since he's been running for president and being president for 4 years, and he still has nothing more than a concept, while the vice president, again, wanting to build on the accomplishments of Obamacare and everything since then. Healthcare is still going to be an incredibly vital issue, and I thought that was an important differentiation last week. What was your take on it?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, he saw firsthand the difference during the debate. But Donald Trump, you know, the concepts of a plan, he had concepts of a plan last time he ran, or last time he was the president, and he tried to terminate the ACA then. We should not think that he has any different plans this time around. You know, he's got his extreme Project 2025 agenda, and like the concepts that are in that plan are concepts of trying to terminate the ACA, which over, you know, more than 250,000 Wisconsinites rely on. That would raise healthcare premiums for 250,000 people in our state. That would put over 2 million people at risk of being rejected because of previous conditions. I mean, these concepts of a plan are dangerous for our state. They'd raise premiums. They'd hurt rural healthcare, especially. And like they take us backwards to where we were when there were people that, you know, could get denied for coverage by insurance companies, and healthcare costs were more expensive because Medicare didn't have the ability to negotiate drug prices. Like, this is, he's trying to take us backwards. And, you know, the concepts of a plan, all that was a funny moment. It is true that he does not have a plan to make sure that Wisconsinites or people around this country have access to good, affordable health care. And we cannot let him go back to the White House and strip health care away from millions of people across the country and hundreds of thousands of people across our state.
You also have talked a lot about women's reproductive rights. And in fact, while the campaign is going on, there's actually going to be work done in Washington coming up this week in terms of talking about some of these issues. And on the one hand, you have Trump at times trying to say, I have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to Project 2025. And at other times, you know, all over the place, I guess, when it comes to some of these issues. What should voters here in central Wisconsin and Wisconsin as a whole be looking at, both when, in terms of what's happening right now in Washington and for the next 7 weeks when these candidates talk about this? What are the key words? Because it's hard to, at this point, to pin Trump down in some ways. He's trying to have it both ways, isn't he?
You know, he is trying to have it both ways. And I think that the reality here is that Donald Trump has realized that, you know, his stance on some of these issues is very unpopular. And as we see voters continue to go to the ballot box, whenever women's reproductive rights is on the ballot, it wins. And that is a problem for Donald Trump and his extreme agenda. But we have to remember how we got to where we are right now. We got to where we are right now because Donald Trump stacked the Supreme Court with his appointees, and then those appointees overturned Roe versus Wade. And we're now in a country where we have, you know, reproductive rights in chaos. We have different states with different rules. We have people that aren't able to access reproductive health care. We have people having to go to other states to have to get health care they need. And this is because of Donald Trump. Everything that we are seeing right now is a direct result of Donald Trump. And I think that, you know, he can say whatever he wants in the campaign right now, but he has before bragged about being proud that he overturned Roe versus Wade. Last week in the debate, he said he did the thing that everybody wanted. Well, this is not the thing that people want. And we've seen time and time again that that's the case. You know, we don't want women to have to go to other states to get necessary health care. We don't want doctors to be afraid to provide health care to their patients because they're scared they're going to get prosecuted by Donald Trump. We don't want women worried that Donald Trump is going to punish them for getting an abortion, or that Donald Trump is going to monitor miscarriages and things like that. Like, these are very radical and very out of touch ideas, and not what people want. And the conversation around IVF that keeps popping up, you know, that is in the same vein. You know, this comes from Roe versus Wade being overturned, and healthcare providers across the country being confused on what they can do, what they can't do. Different Republican legislatures kind of going rogue on this stuff. But the reality is, you know, Donald Trump can say that he, you know, won't take away IVF or will support it. But, you know, there's a vote happening in the Senate today that will help protect IVF and strengthen it. And J.D. Vance is campaigning, and he's not there to take the vote. That is what their agenda is about. Like, they can say whatever they want on the debate stage or whatever they want in interviews, but Project 2025 is a dangerous agenda that will have a national abortion ban. It will give Trump unchecked power as president, and like, it will be dangerous, and we will continue to see the chaos that we've seen since Roe across the country and across Wisconsin. And the only way to stop that is to make sure that we elect Vice President Harris in November. Vice President Harris has said time and time again that when Congress passes a law to make Roe in the Constitution, she'll sign it. She said time and time again that she will continue to fight for reproductive rights, and she's been, you know, on the front lines of that over the last 2 years. So I think it's important to, you know, we can listen to what he says now, but Donald Trump has a long track record of being anti-women's reproductive freedoms, and we can't let that back in the White House.
And I guess finally, we got about 60 seconds left. Having this energy at the top of the ticket obviously helps everybody else on the ballot in November in Wisconsin. Also, I think that the redrawing of the maps has got a better level of candidacies for Democrats throughout the state of Wisconsin. That's something that's going to help as well for the top of the ticket, won't it?
Absolutely. You know, I think that we have been in this, you know, the situation for the past decade or so where we, you know, we don't have fair maps, and these gerrymandered maps do make it hard to have candidates be competitive in different parts of the state. This is the first campaign in a long time where we are competing in the state legislature with fair maps that the governor drew, right? Like, these maps do give us a real competitive advantage in areas across the state. And that will only drive turnout, that will energize Democrats across the state, and it will absolutely help the top of the ticket. And we also have to remember that we have our amazing United States Senator Tammy Baldwin on the ballot as well. And, we've seen how much success she's had across the state over the past few election cycles. And, like, that will help the ticket as well. There's real excitement on the Democratic side this November. We have, as I said, a real organization with hundreds of staff out there talking to voters. That's in addition to all these candidates for state legislature that you're talking about that are talking to voters, all of their volunteers. There's real excitement across the state. And, we have what it takes to compete statewide and to beat Donald Trump in November, just like we did 4 years ago.
Garen Randolph, the state campaign manager here in Wisconsin for the Harris-Walz ticket, thank you for your time. I know you're a very busy guy, and really appreciate it. Thanks again.
Oh, no. Thank you for having me. Come back whenever you want. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. We'll have more coming up here on...
On Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m., it's another edition of the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I'm Chad Holmes, joining former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster and myself as we talk high school football. We'll take a look back at last week's action and look ahead to week 5, plus special guests. At 6:25, it's our coach guest for this week from the 4-0 Abbotsford Falcons, Jacob Nat Miller. And then at 7:06, it's our student athlete guest from Mosinee High School, their two-way standout at quarterback and defensive back, junior Treve Stoffel. It's the Big High School Sports Show, Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Very nice start here, weather-wise, 66 degrees. The sun is shining here in downtown Wausau. Our studio's at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, expecting highs near a record before all is said and done today, around 85 degrees. We'll have more on the weather coming up. Again, thanks to the campaign manager, the Wisconsin State Campaign Manager of the Harris-Walz ticket, Garen Randolph, talking about the campaign, some of the issues as well, and a lot of interesting stuff there. Number one, this week there is actual governing going on in Washington, D.C., and a lot of talk about IVF and whether exactly where are the Republicans when it comes to that. They like to say that, oh, no, they're not a danger. No, we're not going to get involved in stopping it. But then every time there's a piece of legislation that's put out, that's exactly what they're doing. At a certain point, this disconnect between what they say and what they do has to be acknowledged. And so many times when it comes to policy for the conservatives, they'll say one thing in order to soften the edges, but when they have the opportunity to do something, they go all the way. So again, don't let the softness of the rhetoric dissuade you on exactly what they are doing. And again, we see this so very often. You have somebody that talks a lot about, God and religion, and then they're getting arrested all the time. I mean, there's the disconnect. Follow what they do, not what they say. They sound very reasonable and nice when they're in front of a microphone. And then when the microphone is off, what are they doing? Are they living the lives that they say they are? No. And that's the way it is with Republican legislators, whether at the national level, the state level, the local level. Don't follow everything that they say. Follow what they do. And this week is significant. And I do find it interesting, as Garen Randolph talked about, that J.D. Vance, who is a sitting United States senator, will not be in Washington for the vote today on IVF. And Tammy Baldwin, who is running for re-election in a tight race here in the state of Wisconsin against Eric Hovde, she is going to go and do her job. And again, isn't that what it's about? Number one, do your job. If there's something important going on in Washington, or let's say there's something vitally going on if the state of Minnesota had an emergency, I imagine that Tim Walz would get right back to St. Paul to make sure that he is on the job. Right now, it's a bit fortunate, I think, for him that he's able to run for president and also do his job with the state legislature not in session over in Minnesota. But I'm sure that if some kind of emergency occurred, if there was a tornado or something that called for his hands-on attention, he would be there right away. J.D. Vance is the elected senator from the state of Ohio. He should be in Washington. And also, he should be put on the record for some of these issues. He needs to be put on the record. It's one thing to be off wherever he is in Eau Claire today, you know, talking and saying, well, this is where I stand. Well, he should be in Washington. Eau Claire would still be there tomorrow. Eau Claire's not going anywhere, but his job is still there. So JD should be off in Washington actually voting and actually putting in the record where he stands on this issue. And it's the same thing so often where Trump is having it both ways. He's trying to have it both ways. He's trying to, you know, stiff arm the folks on the Project 2025 side in terms of saying, well, I don't know who these people are, even though 90% of them happen to work for him when it came to his last administration. So, again, this idea of having it both ways. And also, we talk so very often about the battle of ideas, that democracy needs the battle of ideas. I think we saw in the debate last week where Vice President Kamala Harris was very strong on her beliefs. She said, this is where I stand. This is where I am. And even in the areas, and some in the media have been making a big deal that Kamala Harris changed her position in a couple of ways. Well, the idea that anybody in public life stays the same on every issue is ridiculous. And in fact, sometimes it means you grow. The idea of changing your mind doesn't mean you're flip-flopping all the time. It means exactly. Sometimes you get information that says, well, maybe I should change my mind here. And the idea of making that some sort of weakness, I think, is wrong, because I would love to see somebody like J.D. Vance and Donald Trump say, well, I've been wrong when it comes to women's reproductive rights. I'm going to change my mind on that. I would hope that folks would say, good. That's what we want to see, not that you're flip-flopping. But the idea that politicians, if you had a policy position 20 years ago and somehow don't change it, that somehow, or if you do change it, that's somehow a flip-flop, I think is wrong in so many different ways. So again, the idea of flip-flopping, I just want somebody that is intellectually honest, where a position is either maintained or changed because of intellectual honesty, not because you have your finger in the wind, which way is the wind blowing. Mm-hmm. And often you can really tell when something is basic to the core of someone's political beliefs, if you just change it where it says, oh, he's just doing that or she is doing that because of the politics of the situation. No,
you know, honestly, if most politicians were open-minded, we might actually get a lot more had done in the last few years.
Exactly. And I mean, if you go to the House of Representatives or the Senate, or here in Wisconsin, the State Assembly or the State Senate, and actually as a member of those bodies, listen to the speeches that are made by the other side or by people that are on your side. Mm-hmm. Listen to the facts that are brought out in the debates over these issues. Our system would work much, much better. So, again,
just listen.
Exactly. Coming up, an information update, news, weather, and sports at the top and bottom of every hour, and then hour number two of the show after that. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.